This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the king of the Tea Party movement, teapartycommunity.com, so you can find out more about that. We are, maybe the site is finally now mobile ready. I suggest you go over and take a look. Get signed up. Get friends over. There's going to be a big splash about it. Don't say you weren't warned. Oh, my gosh, Kevin, you're so amazing. You're the new Zuckerberg. And for those of you who may want to be a part of it, that may, you know, want to at some point invest in it, you're getting a ground floor opportunity here. So check it out. Go kick the tires and see if it may be something you want to buy the stock when it goes public one day, because that's the plan. I'm just telling you what I'm giving you my intentions, and I'm not even tweeting it. I'm telling you on a radio show. So you might go one day, God, I was able to get in on the ground floor because Kevin was so open. He was, what's the word? Transparent. I'm very transparent. We're going to be a community-driven group that makes people change the way they view Tea Party members, conservatives, Republicans, etc. And we're going to force the hands of politicos by making your voices heard. If you don't believe what I'm saying, folks, then you shouldn't even be listening to this program. When I started doing radio back in early part of 2009, I said I ain't doing this for my, you know, for my good looks and my health. I'm doing this because I want to give voice to the voiceless, and I've been able to do that. Have I not? Have I not proven myself enough to you? Don't make me go Shakespearean! So the point is, in doing so, get on the next bandwagon, get on the next thing. I've watched people squander the opportunity that you have given them. February of 2009, when Santelli had his rant, and then April 15th of 2009, when I did my first Tea Party event on Tax Day and rocked St. Louis, that was the beginning of it, folks. And since then, it's been squandered. The Republicans squandered it. They didn't even like you. If I'd been over the Tea Party movement at that time, Republicans would be kissing your feet and anointing them with oil right now. But no, we gave it over to Jenny Beth Martin and Mark Meckler and a few other people. Look, feel how you want to feel about it. These may be great people. I don't know. But in terms of organizing a movement, they suck. People hate Tea Party. Black folks don't even like Republicans. The people that freed them from lynching and slavery. Did I say lynching? I think I did. Yeah, even worse, right? From slinching. There's a new word for you, Webster. So that's the people that represent you. Republicans who can't even get black folks to pay attention to them when they freed them and gave them civil rights. And then you get freed again, including the white folks and the Tea Party people, the so-called leaders. You know what they're doing? They're living large. They're driving nicer cars, wearing better clothes, living in fancier houses, gallivanting around the country, acting like they're doing something for you, and they ain't doing jack. And even if they were doing something for you, it's only temporary. Because as soon as the next politician screws up, you're toast. How about you go do something for yourself? How about you let people judge you for who you are, conservatives? When black folks hear Tea Party, they go, yeah, that group that helps kids, that helps people in need, that demonstrated with their deeds. How about that? That transcends any political party and any person. And then when you get that kind of power, you know what you can do? You can go and you can dictate who needs to be in office. You can dictate who will stay in office. Wouldn't you like to go to one of these rhino Republicans and they're talking all their smack anyway, blah, blah, blah. And you say, I tell you what. So and I can't use John McCain because it looks like God's going to term limit him. But pick your poison. Take one of these fools and say, you know what, Senator so-and-so or Congressman so-and-so, here's what I'm going to tell you, son. You will not be in office in the next term. You don't vote for this bill, and I guarantee you, you will not be in office. Is that simple enough? Are we, seeing eye to eye? did you feel the power I just put in your hands right there? Did you feel that? You know, if you're anything close to who I believe you to be, conservative audience, listens to the Kevin Jackson Show, that empowered you. You were like, oh, heck yeah, Kevin. You were fired up. You're ready to pull the car, but you want to go do something. Because that's exactly the way you should feel. You should feel like, if you guys don't get us health care, get Obamacare repealed, and get us a workable health care system, there will be massive turnover in the Senate and the Congress. It'll still be Republican. It just won't be you. And we're already lining up the people. Paul Nehlen's going to run against Paul Ryan. We don't even have to change the first names on that one. Paul, we'll just cut off the Ryan and then, you know, fit Nehlen in and pretend it's like some millennial thing. He'll be gone. We want you gone. That's what I want to see. I want to see us doing something dramatically different that changes the course of politics, takes advantage of what we've been, all this effort that's gone into it. I talked in another show about lacking that passion that we had back in 2009, 2010. 2012 sucked it out of everybody. It was like, 4 more years of Obama, oh my gosh, Supreme Court justices. And he'd already done his damage. We didn't let him get Gorsuch, right? We didn't let him get Gorsuch. We held him off. We held off everything he wanted to do because it was silly. And thankfully, we were able to do that because you know what we did? In 2014, we kicked their butt again. 2016, do I really need to go over that one? 1,080 Democrats later, replaced by Republicans around this country for a variety of different offices, and they still haven't learned. You want to know why? Because it hasn't gotten down to the grassroots level. D.C. still thinks it's in charge. The people who are tormenting Donald Trump believe they're in charge. They think their policies and their strategies are going to work. They will not. But the reason they're not going to work is because there's a small group of soldiers, the Trump team, the Trump train, that's making this happen. But I just want you to imagine, take it to its end, where black folks finally start being vocal and saying, you know what, we're sick of Maxine Waters. We're sick of Sheila Jackson Lee. We are now ready to do something different. You don't know why? Because we've got jobs. We've got opportunity. We can finally see it. When we get it to that level, and we have the project to do it, by the way, a Tea Party community, we're winners. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, and I can't wait to get to it. That's all I can tell you. Back in the day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome, Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. We have a little dilemma going between us guys. And look, it's not a guy segment, even though we are going to be talking about women. And which probably perked up the ears of women. Women are like, I wonder what those guys are going to be talking about. And I'm going to go out here on a limb. It's not even a limb, because I don't care what you think. I want you to take the mind out of it, okay? I just want you to go with just what you like in terms of physical beauty in a woman. And I'm going to tell you this. Anna Nicole Smith could get all my lunch money. I mean, when she was alive. And here's why I really liked Anna Nicole Smith. I saw Anna Nicole Smith as a plus-size woman. I don't know what size, but I'm going to guess 18, 20. And she was curvy. She wasn't, like, fat, you know. I mean, she was just, she put on weight and it went in all the right places. Then I saw her thin. And she was stunningly beautiful. And I think women that can go from little to big without it hitting all the wrong places are a very rare breed. I think they make amazing models. Now, that being said, Anna Nicole Smith probably never could have been a Victoria's Secret runway model. But she could model. Maybe was she a model? I mean, the girl was beautiful. She was stunning to me. and probably to a lot of other guys. But she was never waify model size in terms of the prototypical Madison Avenue, let's, you know, bring out our new fall line. So anyway, there's this debate going on amongst guys, and it was in the Daily Caller, and it said, the guy wrote this thing, everybody needs to stop the plus size models are awesome garbage. And I was thinking, you just don't know. I had a friend, her name is Penny, and she was a plus size model, and she was along the lines of Anna Nicole Smith. And she could be a size 4 or a size 24, and she just grew in proportion. And I thought Penny was amazing. I'd give her a dollar. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Penny was awesome. Beautiful face, beautiful shape, and, you know, and I don't know, maybe she could have gone bigger, but I'm saying up to a size 24, she held her weight. And she was a plus size model from, you know, the time she was 16 years old till probably in her 30s. And I love watching, seeing her photo, you know, her photo work, because I thought, wow, she's beautiful. Now, again, not runway model, waify skinny. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I think the average guy sees those models as too skinny. Now, what the guy did who put this article up is he put a plus size model up who was, quite frankly, overweight. And when I say overweight, she was somewhat out of shape. Now, she's a beautiful girl, but she wasn't, you know, this really stunning. And she was okay. But I'm telling you, these girls that can do what Anna Nicole Smith and my friend Penny can do, where they can go from a size, say a size 6, because I don't think I ever saw Penny less than a size 6. Anna Nicole Smith, I think, probably got down to 6'8". Which is a nice size, but I'm telling you, at that size, these women are stunning. They get any smaller than that, you probably heard some women say this. They say things like, if I get much smaller than a size 8, I start looking sunken in or whatever. In some cases, that's their excuse not to lose a little extra weight. But for the most part, many of them are correct. They don't have the bone structure. Whatever, I can't describe it. Maybe they're larger breast or larger hip or whatever. But if they get too small, things just look disproportionate. Their faces get sunken in. What, I don't know. It's all a matter of opinion. But for this guy to say, we need to stop the plus size models are awesome garbage is nonsense. Some of these girls are absolutely gorgeous. Now, when he showed the picture of the girls, he picked some swimsuit models, and he goes, okay, would you want this? And he showed a girl that was overweight, a plus-size model. And then he showed these other girls. Immediately, I was like, hubba hubba on the other girls. But had he chose Anna Nicole Smith, I'm telling you, I would have been like, I'll take Anna Nicole Smith for 200, Alex. So, you know, it's a matter of opinion. And I just like liberalism, leftism. Leftism says, here's what I want you to like. And we've all succumbed to it. I remember when the first, I'm talking about dark African women, started hitting the scene. Not Imam. Imam was just, she had just amazing beauty. But other women who were from the Sudan and some of these other places where the people can be very, very dark, they weren't getting a chance. Now these models are getting a chance. And we're redefining beauty. You cannot say, oh, beauty is, you know, some Scandinavian blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl from Sweden, but it can't be some very, very dark skin from lower Saharan, sub-Saharan Africa. Just not the case. The Ethiopian women, for example, have an amazing skin, an amazing beauty. They keep even more so than normal blacks, they seem to keep their beauty longer, there's the skin texture longer, things like this. So, having traveled extensively through Africa, I will tell you there are some absolutely stunning women there. So, it is a matter of what you're sort of conditioned to. And this guy, from making his claim, I think is weird. But anyway, here's what he says. There's a national tragedy sweeping across America, and it probably needs to come to an end. For some inexplicable reason, American entertainment outlets think male consumers are entertained by plus-size models. They're not. Trust me when I say that there's a reason men read Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, magazine rather, and it has nothing to do with the seemingly unending supply of bigger models. Now, I'll concede that the world is still going to cater to the in-shape models, and there is something visually stunning about them. But I will also tell this young man writing this article that the average American man absolutely loves a woman who's a little larger than what the magazines tell you they are. Now, it could be they're saying, look, I'm settling because this is all I can get, but I don't think so. And what's funny, right now I'm the big trainer. My buddies will tell me, so Kevin, you know, you spend all the time working out, working on your body, man. Women like the lived-in dude look, you know, like the fat, chubby kind of dude that, what do they call it? You know, it's the ordinary Joe look. And I'm like, that's what y'all tell yourselves because you're too lazy to get in the gym. Look, their excuse is, Kevin, women don't want men seeking perfection or whatever. And I have heard a couple of women say that. Nobody wants a gym rat. But you're not going to convince me that given the choice between a fluffy dude and a Chippendale dancer, that the majority of women are going to say, I'll take the fluffy dude. If they could have equal access to both of these men, I'm in contention that the majority of women want the Chip. They don't want a Chippendale gay-looking guy who's all about, you know, metrosexual with the, you know, with the Zoolander look. But given that they have equal personalities, in other words, they are one's not being a jerk or perceived to be a jerk. They perceive the guys the same way. They're going to take that good-looking guy. If they feel like I can have a life with this guy, he's not using me or whatever, I contend that. And I also contend that guys, given the choice between a size 2 model or size 0 model and a size 6-8 plus size model, which is hard to believe that's plus size, I believe most men take that plus size chick. That's just me. Anyway, we got more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Kevin Jackson. I already said that, didn't I? Yeah. Anyway, if you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. So I was talking about earlier plus-size models who, by the way, I think are stunning. Women, you know, we get these fake images of what beauty is, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and it begins at birth. It generally begins when you fixate on your mom as a little boy, or as a little girl, you fixate on your dad in terms of what you want in a man. Now, both parents influence you, because little girls see themselves in their moms and they see beauty. They should see beauty. They should see what they look at and go, oh, my mom is this, my mom is that. Now, look, everybody's not beautiful according to, quote, standards. And that's where it gets really tricky, because what becomes the standard? What starts to fixate on you? And I'll give you an example. My grandmother was 5'4", probably weighed about 170 pounds, if I remember correctly. And she was curvy, probably, and I'm guessing here, C-cup. I didn't, like, check my grandmother out, but she raised me. So, and it's funny. I found myself attracted to women that were in that range, you know, 5'4", curvy, et cetera. And it didn't matter color. I mean, it probably started out with black women, but then what happens is, subliminally, you just kind of see this picture. So if you were built like Jamie Lee Curtis, where you were straight up and down, which I ain't knocking Jamie Lee in her day. Woo, she was pretty nice. But you could get my attention, but a girl with curves was going to get my attention faster than that kind of athletic, I guess they call it the athletic build. Okay, so like a volleyball, beach volleyball girls, with it's kind of B cup, straight up and down frame. I have friends that would just, they would hurdle each other, they would set each other on fire, you know, to date these tall, lanky, you know, girls that, you know, that's their picture of beauty. Chase them all day. I wouldn't even look their direction. But you show me, you know, a woman, say 5'2" to 5'10", that's got those kind of curves on her, and I'm just, boop, 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 I'm all there. So I'm getting at is, we get in, not only is there that first nature influence, I'm sorry, the nurture influence rather, then there's what happens as you grow older and things start to influence you. And so when you go to the grocery store, I mean, what do you see? You see model after model, you know, magazine cover after magazine cover, and God forbid you buy it and you start flipping through it, and suddenly, is there a size smaller than zero? double zero, triple zero? You start seeing these very pasty white little girls, very thin. They look like they're 10 years old. They have no chest. I mean, for all intents and purposes, they look like 10-year-old boys. It reminds me of that scene in True Lies where, you know, it's like, about a body like a 10-year-old girl boy or whatever, something like that. I forget what Bill Paxton says in that little scene, but And I remember when I was watching that film with Melissa, and she was like, who would say something like that, you know? So you become fixated on things that you go, I didn't think that was pretty, but I'm told that's pretty, or I'm told that's sexy, or I'm told that's whatever. And it becomes an influence out of nowhere. And to me, that's how politics works. You've grown up around your own sensibilities, and I don't know where that is, but most of us don't grow up in a crime-infested, you know, hellhole like one of these cities. We grow up in pretty much regular, you know, normal circumstances, and then we're told things are okay. We're told that, you know, watching two guys walk down the street holding each other's butts is okay. Or kissing, or, you know, two girls, whatever. And here, thing, I'm not trying to be homophobic or anything. I'm just saying you are told that's normal. This is normal. This is the way you should like people, whatever. Now, I believe you should let people be who they are and do what they do. But I also believe that we're being unduly influenced. Is that the right word? By things that we probably would just go, that's a little weird. And that acceptance, which they call tolerance, is how you get on the slippery slope of this is not where we want to go. The slippery slope of Sodom and Gomorrah, the slippery slope of crime is okay. So a perfect example using crime is when they stop talking about crime, they stop, you know, like they won't tell you, oh, the perps, you know, three young black teens did this to so-and-so. They won't tell you. Three teens did something. We'll get back to you. And you're going, well, did something where? What should I avoid? Who should I avoid? Why? And they don't tell you. And so you find things escalating little by little. We have a crime problem, a serious crime problem in the United States because of exactly the reason I said it's being sold. Crime is being sold to you that it's okay. Why is it okay? Because it's politically correct to make it okay. It's been colorized. It's black. But that's okay because they didn't have fathers. It's okay because they have PTSD. They live in a war zone. It's okay for a variety of reasons. It's all they see. It's all they know, whatever. So you're being convinced that that's it. But never, well, not never, but for the most part, the left will not address the core problem. Why is there such a high level of criminality in black teens? It's a simple discussion. Oh, you know what, Kevin? Let's spend $1 billion and let's study it. I was in a meeting one time where they were, Kevin, we want to study the problem in the black community. And I walked out. People are like, why are you walking out? Because I don't need to study that. You know, you white folks want to study everything. I don't get it. You study your studies. And then you study the studies of your studies. There's a problem in the black community being created by people like you. You leftists, you knuckleheads that want to, you know, pretend that you don't understand the problem. The problem in the black community is very simple. We don't have strong families. It really is that simple. You created policies that allow men to skirt their responsibilities. You've created policies that make black women want black men to skirt their responsibilities. And then you create tension between the two. He don't want to take care of his kids. You don't want him to take care of his kids. You don't even want him to see his kids. So we have this cyclic situation that's being created by leftism that nobody really wants to address because it's that simple. It is about family. And if you had policies that encourage family, it would be different. And the Democrats don't encourage it. And I'll give you an example. Head of household. Now you think, oh, a head of household, Kevin, they give you more if you file head of household than if you're married. So if a guy stays with his family, he can file head of household. Well, smarty, if a guy doesn't stay with his family, his girlfriend can file head of household. Are you aware of that? Yeah. If she's got a kid, she doesn't file single. She files head of household. That's the incentive. And then if she's not making a lot of money, the more kids she has, the better she gets with earned income credit. So that's the issue. The issue is there's no incentive. There's nothing to bring that guy back. And they never want to address it. It's a simple thing. It's about family. It's about loving, caring families. That's it. If the government were going to focus on anything and they said we're going to focus on loving, caring families, we'd solve our problems. Because loving, caring families don't look at the colors. They look at outcomes. They want to raise their kids to be, you know, to be right. Now, I'm not going to tell you that that problem is going to solve the racism in the black community. Blacks are the biggest racists in the country. It's not going to solve it. Because the unfortunate thing is, black people raise their kids to look negatively at white folks. And the sad part is, it's again opposite world. Because white people would certainly have a very good reason to say, you know what, stay away from them black kids. Those, especially them black teen males. Stay away from them. If a white person said that about black kids, I wouldn't look at them as racist. I'd go, I get it. Black people, black families tell their sons, be careful of black teen males. Just for putting truth out there. People are going to get mad. Oh, Kevin's talking about smack about black people. No, I'm not. I'm talking about statistics. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about math. And the math is, if you are around certain black teen boys, you're going to get in trouble. Now, across the board, teen boys get in trouble. But black teen boys get in lots worse trouble and lots more of it. That's the problem. And that's math. Uncle Tom! Well, call me what you want. By the way, I appreciate you calling me Uncle Tom. He was a good guy. But you get what I'm saying, folks. So what we've got to do is we've got to shift these narratives. And we've got to put programs and things together that really look at family and stop putting Band-Aids on all this stuff. The left look at it as, all you people do is talk about, you know, the conservative values and these square. Our ideas appear square to them, and maybe they are. There's nothing sexy about, you really need to pay attention to your family. But let me tell you something. The thing that I grew up as a black kid missing the most was my family. The thing that I miss the most right now, especially being away from them, is my family. It is that core thing. It's inside of your DNA. It is programmed into you. No matter whether you're an orphan or you're raised by people, you want to know your family.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dumbledore. It turns out, is a gay. The author, J.K. Rowling, sent out a press release saying that the character Dumbledore in Harry Potter is homosexual. Some people lost their minds, couldn't believe it. I can't believe he's gay. I'm like, really? You can't believe he's gay? But you can believe he's a wizard?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call us. The reason why I played that clip is Dumbledore's gay is because it has to do with J.K. Rowling. Joanne. Joanna. They also call her Jo. But now, she's famous, so she goes by JK. Opposite of my initials, KJ. They're just pointing that out. Anyway, I don't understand her relevance. I really don't. Look, I watched the first Harry Potter. It was interesting. It was entertaining. I'm sure the book is fascinating. The people that can write those kind of fantasy novels, I really admire them. Their imaginations are phenomenal. It's like, who wrote all the Middle Earth and the Hobbit series and things like that? Just freaking amazing. Probably LSD induced or something. Because if you gave me a million years, I couldn't write a book like Harry Potter, where I have, you know, fantasy creatures and people that had, you know, wizards and warlocks and witches and whatever. I don't even know what they, honestly can't even remember it. Now, one of my adopted French sons loves Harry Potter, so, Laurent, I apologize to you, but I don't get it. He's a huge fan. Disney has a Harry Potter, like, exhibit, and Laurent works for Disney in the Harry Potter thing. This kid is in hog heaven. And I don't get it. You say Harry Potter, he's a very quiet guy. Hey, Laurent, hey, how are you? But the minute you say Harry Potter, he knows it all. He can quote from books, movies, etc. It's weird. So J.K. Rowling has written this amazing series that's got now, I don't know, it's like Friday the 13th. There's got to be 14 of them out now. The kids are 80 years old still. Hello, Dumbledore. I mean, how old can you let these kids go before you finally go, okay, enough. Harry Potter is now going by Harold, and he works for, you know, a venture capital firm in London. I mean, come on. But we now have to deal with J.K. Rowling. And by the way, she's filthy, stinking rich, which is the worst thing you can let a liberal do, is to get super rich. Because upon getting super rich, they become super stupid. Really and truly. Find me one that doesn't go off the rails. I'm going to dedicate my money to Planned Parenthood so I can cure more black babies. I also want to dedicate the things to the fight for global climate change. Oh, by the way, you do realize that the sea levels have actually gone down, haven't you? Al Gore and all you other climate farce fanatics. Everything they predicted about global climate change, about whatever, is completely off the mark. And they continue with their genocide amongst blacks. They continue with their oppressing of the poor. We need a minimum wage of $1,000 an hour. That's what a J.K. Rowling would say. Why not, J.K.? Why not just pick another arbitrary number? It's $15. No, it's $22. Well, let's just make it $50. Will that cover most of you lazy morons? Look, when did they become relevant? That's what I want to know. Why is Jay-Z or Beyonce or Madonna or anybody else more relevant? I know what you're going to say. Kevin, they reach more people. So? Ask yourself this. Why is a person, when I see that James Woods or Kelsey Grammer, he doesn't say very much, Robert Davi, named John Voight, when they make a declaration of, oh, I believe in so-and-so, I don't go, oh, my gosh. John Voight just said something that I just, oh my goodness, if I believe it, I condone it. I endorse it. If I don't, I go, I don't agree with that, and I move on. But I don't listen to Madonna or Ashley Judd talking about women's issues and blah, blah, blah. If a conservative woman is listening to them going, oh, that's the way I feel. I feel like women are treated unfair in America. Women don't get fair wages. Women don't get, and I'm a woman, a conservative woman in America. I'm going to go, I don't know what country y'all are from, but I don't believe it. What I'm getting at, folks, is just because you put a celebrity's name on it doesn't make it something. And, oh, by the way, when did authors become such big celebrities? No offense, I write books. I'm a best-selling author, not to the level of her. And trust me when I tell you, I admire that aspect of her work, J.K. Rowling, this is. But what I don't admire is the idea that she considers herself so much more relevant, and other people, because this chick wrote Harry freaking Potter, believe her to be relevant. How does that make her more relevant than anybody else on this planet? She can put together a fantasy book? that makes her less relevant in the real world. I don't know how you're thinking, but really? She can dream up magic and mysteries and things like that. You and I, we deal in reality. The reality is these people that live in these magical, mystical utopias are the very people that apply that logic and reason to real life. It does not apply. What are you kidding me, man? What is Harry Potter? Tell me how Harry Potter solves a tax policy that taxes the people who work the hardest and gives it away to people who do the least. And look, I'm not talking about the people that really need it. Don't try to split hairs with me, because I know what you're out there trying to do, leftists. I'm telling you, the people who are thwarting the system, who knowingly do not want to work, do not want to give back to society, who deals with them? The 47%. Because let me tell you, 7% of this country may need us. 40% of this country is taking advantage of us. Tell me who's going to go after them. So J.K. Rowling thinks she's relevant. But worse than that, she's got a fake narrative. And her fake narrative, this British chick, a British fantasy writer, wants to chime in on American politics. Look, I don't know what's going on in Britain. I don't really care. If Britain wants to Islamicize, if Britain wants to become leftist, do so. Who's their guy? Is it Cameron still? I don't even know. That's the amount of significance Britain politics has in my life is nothing. The only reason why I would even care is, do I want to go? For example, I told you guys the other day, I don't know when, but I don't want to go to the Middle East. Why? Because of their politics. I was in Paris. I didn't even want to go to Paris because of their politics, but I'll go. You can still go there and feel relatively safe. I'll go to London. I'll go to Europe. But there may come a time where I don't even want to go there. I don't care about your stinking politics, but I care about ours. And J.K. Rowling cares about ours. Why? She can still come to America. She can come here. This is the safest place on earth, America. London's not. Not anymore. Paris is not. Brussels is not. I can tell you, there's hardly anywhere in Europe that's safe. It's certainly not safer than America. But you know what she'll do? She'll criticize our guns. She'll criticize our way of life. She'll criticize everything we do, our immigration policy, as her country burns. And then she makes stuff up. And even her own Brit, Piers Morgan, who couldn't stand the guy. He's finally beginning to get it. He's getting it on guns. He's getting it on crime. He's getting it on immigration policy. And here's what he said. He called her out. She was criticized because she spread a deceptively edited video where they wanted to make President Trump look bad. Viral video. And she went on a rant on her Twitter page, eviscerating President Trump, and said that he had snubbed the kid who was in a wheelchair. Now, let me just say something to you folks. If there's anything you know about Donald Trump, he loves kids, and he's certainly not going to snub a kid in a wheelchair. You know this. J.K. Rowling knows this. The entire population of the world knows that, number one, no politician does that. And number two, Donald Trump, being not a politician and an actual loving, caring human being, would never do that to a child. I can tell you that. And the couple times I've met Donald Trump and we didn't have heart-to-hearts, what I can tell you about this man is he would never do that. And do you think J.K. Rowling cares? Of course she doesn't. So she says, "This monster of narcissism values only himself and his pale reflections." Hey, very poetic lie, J.K. Rowling's, Joanna. It was discovered the video tweeted out was deceptively edited, and a full video of the incident showed that not only did Donald Trump not snub the young boy in the wheelchair, but he gave the kid a considerable amount of attention.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.